Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to GPT Infra Projects Limited Q3 and 9 months FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Atul Dantya, Executive Director and CFO. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and a warm welcome to the GPT Infra Projects Limited conference call for the third quarter ended 31st December 2024. I hope you all had the opportunity to review the financials as well as the presentation uploaded on our website and the websites of the stock exchanges yesterday. I will briefly cover the key highlights for the quarter. Joining us on the call today is also Stellar IR, our investor relations advisors. Some of the significant milestones achieved during the quarter and the nine months ended December 31st, 2024. The external long-term credit rating of the company has been upgraded by CRISIL to A stable from A minus stable. This is a very significant milestone because it allows the company a lot of comfort in terms of banking limits, facilities that it enjoys, and also allows the company to reduce its cost of funds. In line with this and in line with our earlier commitment, the consortium members have also released part pledge of the shares of the promoters, which were pledged towards the working capital of the company from 51% to 35% of the total shares. We are in talks with them to gradually bring this down further. The order book backlog stands at a healthy 3,332 crores rupees, with an order inflow of 1,040 crores rupees during the year, including incremental orders from existing contracts. We are on track to achieve a 15% to 18% kind of growth in FY25. For the 9 months ended FY25, we have achieved the highest ever revenue as well as profits in the company's history. The management has also announced a second interim dividend with the record date of February 10, 2025. Now, moving ahead to our financial performance for the third quarter and 9 months ended 31st December 2024, our revenues for Q3 FY25 stood at rupees 273 crores on a standalone basis, which compared to rupees 246 crores last year, representing a growth of 11% YOY. On a consolidated basis, the revenues stood at rupees 278 crores compared to rupees 254 crores for the last year, representing a growth of 10%. On 9 months basis, the revenue were at 790 crores on a standalone basis, which were higher by 13% YOY as compared to rupees 702 crores last year. And on a consolidated basis, the revenue stood at rupees 807 crores compared to rupees 723 crores last year, which is a growth of 12%. In both the standalone and consolidated numbers, we have set a revenue target growth of 15% to 18% for the current fiscal, which should be achieved. This growth will be majorly driven by a significant execution of the infrastructure segment, which accounts for close to 93 to 94% of our total revenues. Our standalone EBITDA for the quarter stood at rupees 36 crores compared to rupees 32 crores, representing a growth of 13% YOY, and EBITDA for the 9 months was at rupees 110 crores compared to rupees 91 crores, that is a growth of approximately 21%. In terms of consolidated EBITDA, the same came in at rupees 36 crores for the quarter compared to rupees 30 crores last year, representing a growth of 18%, and EBITDA for the 9 months stood at 103 crores compared to 92 crores, which is a growth of 11%. As I said earlier, the company has declared a second interim dividend of rupee 1 per share. The record date for the same has been fixed as February 10, 2025, maintaining our dividend policy. We are confident of maintaining a long-term EBITDA hurdle rate of 13%, which has been historical guidance by us as well. With the improvement in revenue, the operational efficiencies have kicked in, which has helped us to ensure that the long-term EBITDA is maintained, and we look at slightly improvement from there as well. The cash flows also continue to be strong with the reduction in interest cost. There has been a growth in the profit exceptionally for the consolidated PAT at rupees 21 crores for the quarter ended 31st December 2024, growing by 44% from 15 crores last year. Standalone PAT for the Q3 FY25 was at rupees 22 crores, that is rising by 45% from 15 crores last year. In terms of our segment, The infrastructure segment contributes to almost 93% of our business and stood at reported revenues of 748 crores for the 9 months ended 31st December 2024. The key contracts continue to perform well, like NHAI Ganga Bridge, RVNL Kuna Expressway, Mathura Jhansi, Majorat, Mumbai, and etc. This segment has an order backlog of ₹3,115 crores. The sleeper segment has generated revenues of ₹60 crores during the quarter, during the 9 months ended December 31st, 2025, driven majorly by outstanding performance of the domestic business as well as some contribution from the South African business. The Ghana factory is also about to start shortly post the elections there. With a thriving order book and reduced debt positions, we are well positioned to navigate the dynamic landscape and continue to see good cash flows from our customers. As we move forward, we are confident in our ability to capitalize on the positive momentum generated by these factors. Our focus on maintaining a robust and healthy order book, coupled with our continuous efforts to optimize our financial structure, lays a good foundation for our growth. The order book of ₹3,332 crores represents almost 3.3 times our FY24 numbers, which is a healthy order book for giving good visibility to the management for the future projections. With this, I would like to open the floor for any questions and answers, and I will request the moderator to kindly cue the questions, please. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Darshil Pandya from Fintrust Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Am I audible?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So, just want to know what are the current debt levels as of December and what would be the future interest cost that would be paying? Will it be similar to as what we paid for this quarter, or how is it? Because we guided for around 20 crores of interest cost going forward post the QIP is done. So, I just want to understand that.
Sure. The debt level is currently about 100 crores, which includes long-term and short-term debt. In terms of this post the QIP. In terms of interest cost for the 9 months, we have incurred interest cost of almost 19.5 crores. Obviously, the first half was pre-QIP. The second half is including the QIP numbers. So we expect, we are still firm on the number of 20 crores annual interest cost, which will be for FY26 or slightly lower.
Got it.
And so, because honestly, what has also happened is with the improvement in the credit rating, our interest cost, like I said earlier, has also come down. So average borrowing cost is below 9% now.
All right. And so since, you know, post-QIP, we have been saying that, you know, we could bid for big orders for more than, you know, 1,000 crores as well. So since then, have we bid for any projects, or are there any pipelines of bidding?
We
have
bid for four or five. We have bid for almost 7 or 8 contracts recently, which the prices are not open because of the budget. Now with the budget going by, the prices will be open. And then once we are L1, then only we'll get to know of the outcome.
Correct. When are the elections going to be complete in Africa region? Because Ghana facility has been, we have been hearing it for a while now that, you know, the facility.
So elections in Ghana have been recently completed. They are in line with the U.S. elections. So we should get the factory there up and running in the next couple of months.
Mm-hmm. And final question would be on, sir, you know, since we have reduced the guidance now from 2025 to 15 to 18 odd percent, just want to understand what led to this lowering the guidance, or, you know, is it an execution issue, or what is the issue currently?
So it's not actually lowering the guidance. What has happened is because of this Kumbh in Prayagraj and UP area, a lot of restrictions were there. So that is why a slight dip in the operations there, but we are still on track to achieve to an 18% kind of number for the year, which is a good number.
Of course, it's a good number. And for next 2 to 3 years, what we have been saying is that, intact? Because of this?
For the Kumbh Mela, it was almost a 2-month kind of effect on that. Going forward, it should be there. However, the profit guidance would remain what we had given earlier.
Correct. Got it. Got it. I have some few more questions. I'll get back into the queue. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Hardik Gori from Alpha Plus Capital Associates. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. Sir, with lower budget allocation towards road infrastructure projects, so do you foresee a slowdown in new order flows?
So there's not a, I would say, a significantly lower allocations. The allocations are increased. So it's almost at the 2.5 lakh crore number, which was there last year as well. So we don't expect a slowdown in the order inflow. We expect order inflow to be the, for us to be around the 2,000 crore mark going forward as well, 2,000 plus.
Got it, got it. And could you also provide an update on current bid pipeline and how many projects are in the tendering stage and how many are in, we are ranked L1?
So L1, we will announce as when it is done. Like I said to the previous gentleman, we have bid for some 7 or 8 large contracts recently. However, due to the elections, the prices were not opened, and we expect that to happen shortly.
Got it. Got it. Got it. Thanks. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Atharva from Shieldair. Please go ahead.
Sir, am I audible?
Yes, yes.
Sir, actually, I want to ask you about H1 FY25 cash flow result. Your net cash flow from operation is negative 20 crore. So can you explain, sir?
Hey, where? How did you get that number?
Sorry?
Cash flow.
Sir, from your in screener, September column, that PDF, sir.
September?
Yes, sir. Very. One second, sir.
Net cash from operations is not negative.
Okay. One minute, sir. One minute.
So net cash from operations is negative because we have made a lot of the payments in terms of the... we had answered this in the last quarter itself. With respect to the trade payments, we reduced that a lot post the QIP. So that is why from operations it becomes negative temporarily.
Okay, okay. Yes, sir. I'm talking about the September 2024 quarter.
Correct. So if you see the trade payables and other adjustments have reduced by almost 90 crores, which is despite the increase in the operations. This is because of the QIP, we were able to reduce other payables.
Yes, sir. And second question is, what about your AFO to PAT conversion for FY25? Because first half is negative 20 crores. So can you... You
No. It will be positive. It is positive. CFO to PAT would be close to 80%.
Okay. Okay. That's a good number. Yeah. Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Bhavik Pachwa, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So, sir, first of all, you know, congratulations for a really good set of numbers. Sir, I have a couple of questions. The first question is with respect to the order book. So, as you said, you know, the government's focus in this budget has not been primarily towards the CapEx. So, are we confident of maintaining our order book, which is 3 to 3.5 times of our revenues? And I'm asking this question because, firstly, our order book is concentrated towards mainly RVNL and NHAI, and, the spending has slowed down a bit. And also, in the last 2 quarters, we've not had significant order wins, and our executable order, book has been on decline, since then, especially in the last 2 quarters. So, wanted some update on that.
So, we have bid for certain large contracts, like I said earlier. These contracts are around the 800 to 1,000 crore mark. There are 7 to 8 such contracts. We expect them to open shortly, and hopefully we should, in 1 or 2 of them, we should get an L1 status and then convert that to order. So, in terms of the order inflows or the execution from the government, we don't expect a slowdown. This is a sector which is a key focus of the government. And overall CapEx, if you look at it, has been announced in the budget at 11 lakh crores, which was what it was last year as well. So government has not reduced its outlay on CapEx for the country.
Correct, correct. And so my second question is that, you know, after QIP, we have significantly reduced the debt. So in future, maybe in the next couple of years, is there a plan to make, you know, GPT Infra debt-free or maybe something like that? Or do we continue to hold 100 crores of debt on the balance sheet always?
So we have 100 crores as of now, which includes equipment finance and another long-term debt as well. We are reducing the debt every quarter, and we expect, I would not say debt-free, but I think we have a target for that by FY26, we should bring it down below 75 crores.
Okay, okay, that's great. And so my last question is that, you know, the market sentiment has not been good, and, you know, even the stock has corrected by more than 40%. So are we thinking of lifting the sentiment, you know, maybe in the form of buybacks, you know, because we still have room to increase the holding to 75%. Like after the QIP, I think the promoter holding is now down below 70%. So is there, you know, any such thought, you know, by the board?
The board, I think that we have done a recently QIP, so I'm not sure whether the SEBI LODR allows you to do that or not. Anyway, the board doesn't have any such proposal on its table right now.
Right, because despite good quarters and despite, you know, highest ever profit, you know, the stock has not been doing that well. So I just wanted, you know, some, you know, guidance on this.
I cannot comment on the stock price. That is up to the market.
Right. Right, right. No, I understand. Thank you, sir. I mean, you answered all the questions, and, you know, wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question to the management, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Hiten Boricha from Sequin Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So my question is on the revision of the guidance. You mentioned largely it is because of the Kumbh Mela. So if you can give the breakup of the order book, like how, what percentage of our order is in central region or maybe UP specific region, which has impacted our guidance?
So out of 3,300 crores, close to 1,500 crores is from that region, so almost 45%.
From UP particularly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. And also you can throw some light on, sir, order inflow which we are targeting in FY25, any what kind of tender which is going to come next year, and what is the order inflow target for next year?
Like I said, close to 2,000 crores is the target for next year.
2,000 crore of inflow for next year?
Correct.
And out of what tender size, sir?
So typically, it is 300 crore plus. There would be one or two large contracts, close to 1,000. And the balance would be 300 plus.
Understood, understood. Yeah, that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Atharva from Shiladhar. Please go ahead.
Sir, actually, I want to ask you about pledge. So, how much pledge is reduced from the banks?
Like I said in my earlier remarks, from 51% of the total shares to now 34% of the total shares.
Okay, okay. And sir, when it will be nil, sir, that you said I want to just nil it going forward?
Pardon? I can't hear you.
Sir, you said that I just want to completely finish pledge in going forward. So, what is the time, sir? Time horizon?
So, like I said, with the improvement in the ratings, we are in talks with the banks to also reduce it further. I would just like to clarify here that the pledge is only for the working capital of the company and no other borrowings by the promoters. It is in a continuous discussion with the banks to further go down from the current levels.
Okay, sir. And sir, final question is, are you on track? Are you on track to achieve the 2,000 crore guidance for FY 27? Sorry.
Yeah, we should be close to 2,000 crore by FY 27.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Taha from Tara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. The first thing is with the recent rating upgrade and the repayment of debt, what kind of improvement we can see in FY26 PAT? Currently, it is around 7.5% as I can see 9 months. So, what kind of margin we can see in FY26?
So I think 7.5%, 8% is a good number for an EPC company. And we expect PAT to be around 8.5%, not higher.
Okay, 8.5%. Got it. And on the working capital side, are we on track to achieve the target of, I guess you said around 90 days something, 70 to 90 days. So
I said 90 days in the last call, and I think we're on track to do that.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Shivom from V.S. Ravnakar. Please go ahead.
Hi, Atul. Can you hear me?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, Atul, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I mean, this is more sort of a clarification, the first one. You know, when we did the QIP, I think we raised about, 175 crores and about 125 crores went to debt repayment. And that time the debt levels are about 190. So I just heard that the current debt levels are at about 100 crores. So were there any new borrowings?
So there were some equipment finance borrowings, but very less. And also, we had repaid that much, but temporarily some working capital limit might have been utilized, but that again has again come down as on date. So at the end of the quarter, it might be temporarily utilized, which is why it was at 100 crores at that time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and the second question I had was, you know, you just mentioned, you know, there's some 6-7 large contracts, you know, that the company has been bidding for. So can you throw some light on, like, when you say large, are these like 1,000 plus crore projects?
So they are between 750 to 1,100.
750 to 1,100. Okay. And on last call, you also mentioned after QIP, you know, that the bidding capacity will also go up to, 1,600 crores now on an individual GPT level. So are you also looking at that, or have there been any obstacles from the government side? You're not finding such opportunities. How's the outlook?
No, we are looking at similar opportunities. As on date, also the management is evaluating certain opportunities. As and when we are successful in becoming L1, we will come back to the investors and announce that as well.
Okay. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Darshil Pandya from Fintrust Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Can you just please confirm if what is the EBITDA margins for railway business and our normal business?
EBITDA margins for both the businesses are almost similar. So it is 13% odd.
13% odd. And sir, if I just want to confirm, since we are now bidding for bigger projects, so does this come with better margins, maybe 14-15%? Or 16%.
No. This kind of industry, I think that kind of margin is unheard of, and I don't think no one reports that kind of margins.
Okay. And just want to confirm, this Ghana facility, once it slides, should it do around what, 20-25% of margins? I guess a few quarters ago we had this discussion.
Ghana should do about 25% odd kind of margin.
Ghana facility, right?
Yeah.
Got it, got it. Thank you so much. All the best.
Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Bhavik Bajwa, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to ask, you know, one more question that, you know, currently, you know, we are bidding for projects, you know, that, you know, achieve 13.5% EBITDA margins. So is there any plan going forward, you know, to bid for certain complex projects, you know, that can give us slightly higher EBITDA margins?
Honestly, I think none of our peers or none of the contracts that are in the market, especially with government contracts, give you a margin of 14-15% or beyond. So whether it is complex or not, anyway, we are doing steel, we are doing bridges, which has a lot of value addition in terms of engineering skills. So that is why we are able to attract the kind of margins that we do attract. 13-14% is a very good number, is a good, decent number for this sector.
Right. And, you know, for a longer term perspective, I just wanted to understand, like, you know, we started our business with concrete sleeper and then in early 2000, we started, you know, into infra. So is there any plan, you know, to maybe venture out into some different segments, you know, to diversify, you know, the revenue pool, maybe into water EPC or something like that?
We are looking at certain contracts, like tunneling, etc. But once we get that, then only we can announce that we have diversified.
Correct, correct. Oh, okay, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Shivom. Please go ahead.
Hi, Atul. It's Shivom again. So I quite agree with you, and you know, quite really impressive, really, to see, you know, that that GPD is doing about 13.5%, and it's quite commendable. Nobody else is able to really achieve that. But that said, you know, like, given the political complexities and difficulties that, that exist in operating in, you know, countries like the African countries that we operate in, what's the management stake there? Like, are we still looking at continuing these concrete sleeper operations, or are there any plans of divestment?
No, so the Africa business gives us a higher EBITDA margin. The of 20% plus. Like I said earlier, Ghana would give about 25%. There's no plan to divest it because it is giving good returns on the investment. And we have been in South Africa for now more than 15 years. And we have no plans to exit.
Yeah, I ask because, you know, the infrastructure business has quite disproportionately grown compared, you know, to your concrete sleeper operation. So, I mean, if you are looking at continuing your operations in Africa in the concrete sleeper, so are there any plans to move, you know, your funds from the profit that you're making in infrastructure to perhaps expand the operations there, some eye like that?
So we have done recently, like I said, like you're, I'm sure aware, last year itself we set up a factory in Ghana. So we have used the internal accruals to set up that factory. There's no debt on the balance sheet in Ghana. So that is something that we already done last year. Obviously, Africa is a very decision-making there is quite slow. So you can't invest overnight. And you need to find good bankable projects as well. Otherwise, you can get stuck with a lot of debtors and trade receivables, which is not desirable.
Okay, okay. And would it be you know, practical for us to, you know, assume that the ratio, you know, say, 7 to 92, 93 that is currently, you know, for infrastructure and concrete to remain same in the near future, or, you know, do you expect that to change?
Maybe 90-10, that was a what you call broader number that we do expect going forward as well.
Okay, okay. Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question to the management, you may press star and one at this time. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Atul for his closing comments.
So thank you, everyone, for attending the conference call for Q3 and 9 months ended December 31st, 2025 for GPT Infra Projects Limited. I hope we have been able to successfully answer most of your queries. In case you have any other further questions, please do get in touch with us directly or with Seller IR, our IR advisors. Thank you and have a great day.
On behalf of GPT Infra Projects Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.